Hey, good evening. This is the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald, the End Time Shofar, or Shofar Sound. This evening's podcast will be dealing with DC Comics Exposed, Shazam, and Black Adam are wizards. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of this podcast, I want to go to a couple of scriptures to make reference on what wizards are and what biblically it has to say about wizards. When we look at Leviticus chapter 19, verse 31, and let's try to read it within its context scripture. So we'll be looking at Leviticus chapter 19, and we'll look at verse 30 through 32, and it says, "You shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Regard not them that have a familiar spirits, neither seek after the wizards to be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord." So I'm going to go to another scripture. And it is Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 11. It says, "Or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer." And we read on. It says, "For all that do these things are abomination unto the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." So here we have what the scriptures have to say about wizards. Now, Shazam has had two movies. The first one came out a couple of years ago. The latest one was called Shazam, Fury of the Gods. Some people look at this as entertainment. I did go see the movie, saw the movie with my teenage daughter, looked at it as entertainment, but at kind of viewing and having discernment, just some underlining things that was able to look at and see it from a spiritual point of view. We've done stuff in the past talking about Marvel and some other things and all, which we'll do a whole lot more. Eventually, we may end up doing a series on DC Comics first and then dive more into Marvel. We've done some things in recent months about Thor. We've done some things that's in reference to Marvel. We've done some things in regards to Doctor Strange and the Scarlet Witch. But here this evening, we want to deal with Shazam and Black Adam because they're both looked at as superheroes and their superpowers. A lot of people, what they don't know is quite a bit of these writers that write these comic books are deeply involved in the occult and the powers of darkness, and use occult techniques and methods and using psychedelic drugs and all these other things to enhance their writing. And they're getting these things channeled by demonic spirits. And even within these comics, it's just more than just being entertainment, but it's a method and a tool that Satan is using to seduce people into gravitating to the powers of darkness. Now, I completely understand some people look at when they go and they view these movies as entertainment and they don't get deeply involved into it. But these comic books and these characters and just different things are coming much like a religion. People begin to read the comic books, which has a lot more dark stuff than what even some of the movies may have. And you start to be indoctrinated with the actual comic books, reading them time after time, starting to learn different things. But when we look at the origins of both Shazam and Black Adam, it's definitely entrenched in the occult and spells and incantations, which we will get into. So even watching Shazam, The Fury of the Gods, Shazam 2, towards the end, it was said that Shazam was a god. And this goes all the way back to the main premise of satanic and Luciferian doctrine. That goes all the way back to what we always reference, Genesis chapter 3, with the serpent. There's nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new in Satan's end game and how he wants to influence mankind. You should be as gods and you should never die. Within that movie, Shazam, the Fury of the Gods, they pronounced him as a god. He had died. And then Wonder Woman came and helped resurrect him from the dead, which is a antichrist in place of Christ, other things and on. And it's not the first time that DC Comics has made a movie resurrecting a superhero. And the Justice League movie, Superman had died, but he was resurrected. So we see a trend. These movies and these comics are being used to really indoctrinate and prep people for the kingdom of the Antichrist, the beast system. I want to take a look, and I'm going to go over some of the writings of Grant Morrison. Grant Morrison is one of the most prolific comic book writers that's out there. Him and Alan Moore, both individuals heavily involved in the occult. Both are top comic book writers, to the very fact that Grant Morrison, besides his writing, promotes chaos magic and all these other things, all these other methods, but they incorporate magic in their writing, which makes them very prolific, but is able to leave the readers and the people that follow after them spellbound. This is what Morrison found very interesting that he had to say about Shazam. In Morrison's book, Super Gods, What Mass Vigilantes and Miraculous Mutants and the Sun God, not Sun, not S-O-N, but S-U-N, Sun God from Smallville can teach us about being human. He writes this about Captain Marvel or Shazam. Those of you who don't know, the writer of Shazam, the initial character is Captain Marvel. Shazam is actually the wizard that bestows Billy Batson with the supernatural powers, but he's initially known as Captain Marvel. Here's what Morrison writes in his book. He says, Captain Marvel or Shazam gets his power from a spell, or he is a magician. It says Marvel or Shazam is the first occult superhero or hermetic superhero. So here you have Grant Morrison, one of the most popular, most prolific comic book writers in this day and time, publishes and writes this in his book that Shazam is a magician. Not a musician, but a musician, and he is the first occult superhero. So Shazam's powers come through, occult means hidden, esoteric knowledge and all these other stuff. It comes through magic. So when we're looking at this and we're exploring different things that these comic books are putting out, they're putting out symbolism, things that have occult symbolism and incantations, bunch of other things that is associated with magic spells. So even when we look at the very name for Shazam, it's very interesting. Billy Batson, when he says the word Shazam, it's actually a incantation that takes place when he pronounces or invokes the name Shazam. When those of you seen the movie, especially in the first one, he's on a subway and he's carried off to another realm, to the magic realm, where the wizard Shazam bestows the power upon him, and Billy Batson, being a 15, 16 year old or 14 year old, something like, but being a teenager, when he says the word Shazam, he becomes a very muscular adult male that possesses all these different skills and all these different powers that come from these different pagan gods. So when we take a deeper look at Batson saying Shazam, is actually noted that it's a incantation. Here's what we have. Shazam, the name of the wizard who granted Batson's powers, is the acronym for ancient deities who lend him his powers. So here's Batson, or Billy Batson, when he says Shazam, it invokes, or it's an incantation where these different gods come up on him and he receives all these different powers. So each letter of this incantation has, it's an acronym. So each letter possesses these different gods or these different mythical or these different figures. One, when we look at the letter S in Shazam, it's for Solomon. You hear people, but it's the biblical figure of Solomon. But when you look at Solomon also too, Solomon is highly revered within the occult and Freemasonry. So the S for Shazam within that acronym stands for Solomon. When you look at when he's pronouncing Shazam, another acronym for the letter H is for Hercules, which Hercules grants him strength. When we look at A, the letter A in Shazam, that letter stands, part of the acronyms for Shazam, the letter A stands for Atlas, who grants him stamina. The letter Z stands for Zeus, who lends him his power. So he's empowered by Zeus. Those of you that study the word of God and talks about in the book of Revelation, when Jesus is talking about the seven churches and he's talking about Pergamum, he's talking about the throne of Satan. In Pergamum, the throne of Satan that he's referring to is the throne of Zeus. And Zeus is a figure of Satan and some other things and all, which is another lesson that we could get into at a later point. The A stands for Achilles, which adds his courage. And then how Shazam has his speed, the last letter in his name is the letter M, is for Mercury, who shares his speed. So when he invokes the name Shazam, it empowers him with all these deities, or all these demigods or gods, so-called gods. So most people, the average person, don't know that they're looking at this, and it is occult methods and things that are taking place. Even when we look at the very thing with Black Adam, same thing. Black Adam receives his power through the wizard Shazam. He pronounces the word Shazam. So let's look at Black Adam, the connection, because it's the same thing. Both these individuals are not just superheroes. Even in the movie with The Rock as being Black Adam, they look at him as a god figure, having these superpowers. Once a man that becomes, evolves and becomes a god because he has these superpowers. I just want to, like, I don't want to sidetrack, but I want to bring this point, because we even see this in the book of Revelation chapter 16, when it talks about how these unclean spirits that are like frogs will be coming out of the false prophet, the Antichrist, the son of perdition, and the dragon, spirits of deception and other stuff. And then there's supernatural things that are miracles and other things that are occurring with this. So people are really being prepped by this, and then people are really gravitate to obtaining occult power because you don't need repentance. You think it's you, but it's demonic spirits that are moving through an individual that is granting them this, and you have the thirst and desire to obtain more and more power. But the end game is destruction, because the human individual is not really the one that's under control. They're being influenced and being worked through these demons. But these demons, at the end result, they make them think like, oh, you got all this power. You have all this authority. But it begins to be a slow, gradual process of destruction and breaking them down. End result, they want to have them not repent of their sins and die and go to hell. So we look at Black Adam, same thing as Shazam, and I want to just go through some things with Black Adam, and we'll hold off on that, but I want to stay in the same vein of how Black Adam, when he does the same thing, the incantation of Shazam, and he obtains all these powers all through all these different Egyptian gods. Teth Adam receives his powers from the wizard Shazam and the Council of Wizards. This is by speaking the name Shazam, he invokes supernatural power to Black Adam. The acronym for the mighty Adam's powers is, the S is for stamina for the Egyptian god Shu. The H is for the swiftness of Heru, or the Egyptian god Horus. The A is for strength for the god Amon. The Z is for Zehuta, a Toth, god of wisdom, with the Egyptian god of wisdom. The A is the god Anton, the sun god, for his power. And the M is for courage, the god Mehen. So here, when Black Adam does this incantation, says the word Shazam, and invokes all these Egyptian gods to empower him to do all these supernatural feats, to do all these superhero heroics and other things and all, but it's empowered by demon spirits. So we have to really keep a hold of what's going on with that. Even when you look at other parts, when you look at the movie of Black Adam, and the villain in the movie was a guy named Ishmael, was wanted to take possession of the crown of Sabaoth to help empower him, because his ancestor was once the ruler of that particular nation, and just some other things and all. But when we see Ishmael, he had the desire to die, which he ended up dying. He went to hell. When he went to hell, the powers of darkness empowered him, and with all this occult power, all this demonic power, and they wanted to create their own champion in the underworld. So Ishmael said incantation, the name Sabaoth, which is an incantation, which we'll get into the acronyms even for that, for magic. We look at the acronyms that Shazam stands for Black Adam, the acronyms for Captain Marvel or Shazam when Billy Batson, when he invokes or does that incantation. But even looking at Alan Moore in some of his interviews, Alan Moore, again, is one of the most prolific comic book writers. He stated that when I write, I'm spelling, I'm doing spells. So when he's influenced by occult influence, getting in contact with these spirit entities and these other things and all, that enhances his writing. And he states for a fact that when his art of writing is casting spells. So Sabacc, he says the word Sabacc, and then he is transformed into this demonic being that possesses this supernatural power. So even when we look at Sabacc and the incantations that he does within the name Sabacc, it's very interesting because you break down the acronyms. The first letter in Sabacc, when he says, does that incantation that transform in the movie Ishmael into Sabacc and possessing all these powers, the S stands for Satan. The A stands for the god Am. The B stands for Belial. The other B stands for Beelzebub, which is also known as Lord of the Flies and some other things and all. The A stands for Osmodamus, and the C stands for Kratos. So when we look at the S for Satan, for Sabacc, we know Satan is the devil, the god of this world. Am, the letter A, is the great duke of hell and is a powerful demon that's ruler over 26 regions. We look at Belial, part of the acronyms for Sabacc. Sabacc is king of evil. Beelzebub is known as the prince of devils, and Osmodeus is the prince of demons in hell, and Kratos is the lord of hell. So they're very much influenced by demonic power. Now, when we look at Black Adam battling Sabacc, and it looks like Black Adam is the good guy and Sabacc is the bad guy, but in magic, you have black magic and white magic, but there's no difference in Anton LaVey's writings. Anton LaVey is the founder of Church of Satan and the Satanic Bible, page 110. This is what LaVey had to say about black and white magic. He said, white magic is supposedly utilized for good and unselfish purposes, and black magic, we are told, is used for selfish or evil reasons. Satanism draws no such dividing lines. There's no difference between white and black magic, except in the smug hypocrisy and guilt-ridden righteousness and self-deceit of white magician himself. So there's no difference between black and white magic, per se, with Anton LaVey. We also look, one of the things when I was watching Black Adam, and I watched it, I said, okay, I was home, family was out of town, I was home by myself. I said, all right, I'm going to go ahead and take a look. Didn't go to the movies to go see it, but I said, I'll go ahead and I'll take a look at the movie. Some of the stuff that I found was just the very first few minutes of it was very astounding. in the movie, when it first starts off, see this young boy who plays the son of the Rock. Rock plays Black Adam, and you see the boy put up hand sign like this, like triangle. And he's not at a Jay's, he's not at throwing a Rockefeller hand sign. And I know some people within fraternities throw up that sign, but I understand that sign as within Freemasonry and the occult. You have to really take a look at that. That just really threw me off. So when you look at that particular sign, that sign, when you hold up the triangle, and especially over your eye, you're holding it up because Jay-Z does that. That's within the occult and within magic. That's known as the all-seeing eye of Lucifer hand sign. So pretty much when you, with that sign, and you saw that in Black Adam, the boy holding up the triangle sign, is stating, because within some of the observations within the secular media, they're not going to disclose that symbolism and other things and all. So you see symbolism in these movies and these music videos, but that was a way of summoning people. But the all-seeing eye of Lucifer, the meaning behind it is when a human being opens up his third eye, it allows a person to make contact with a Luciferian consciousness. It's a symbol of illumination. It's also a symbol used in divination, hexes, curses, and psychic control. So in other words, you had things that were taking place within this movie. Again, Black Adam is not just a superhero, but he's looked up as a god, but he's also a wizard because his powers come from occult means and powers and in incantations. Even when you look at the very outfit that both him and Shazam have, they both have the one logo of a lightning bolt on their chest. Very interesting because lightning bolts is an occult symbol. It is known as a satanic S, the lightning bolt. You see rock groups such as Kiss and also a heavy metal group, AC/DC, use the symbol between their name. So you see that with AC/DC. Within the Church of Satan, a pentagram with a lightning bolt in the middle was known as the Church of Satan's founder, Anton LaVey's sigil. Sigils, again, sigil magic and using different symbols and all. You begin to see this more with the Scarlet Witch, which Wanda initially started off with. Wanda was a mutant, but as the character progressed, with WandaVision and with the last Doctor Strange movie, she evolved and she realized that she wasn't just a mutant, but she was a witch, and using sigils and other things and symbols and other things and all. You hear Grant Morrison, which again, with talks about these things when he does public speaking and all, he's a heavy promoter of magic. So a lot of these comic book writers do have a hidden agenda, or I won't even say a hidden agenda. Their agenda is already out there, that they really promote occult practices and magic. But we see even within the Nazis, they use, they had the SS had their symbols with the lightning bolt on there. But also too, when we look at Luke chapter 10, verse 18 says, how Jesus saw Satan fall as lightning. Even with one of the mark that Harry Potter has on his forehead, it's a lightning bolt. So you see all this satanic imagery and all these things that take place But again, you see both Shazam and Black Adam have the lightning bolt across their chest. So we see the different symbolism. We have to know that symbolism is used for primarily a lot of reasons within the occult and Freemasonry. Famous Freemason and occultist Manly P. Hall had this to say about symbols within his writings, The Secret Teachings of All Ages. He says, symbols may both reveal and conceal, for to the wise, the subject of the symbol is obvious, while to the ignorant, the figure remains inscrutable. Hence, he who seeks to unveil a secret doctrine or antiquity must search for that doctrine and not upon the pages of books, which might fall into the hands of the unworthy, but it's a place where it is originally concealed. So here you have this, and folks, here you see the different things that both these comic books, both Shazam, both Black Adams, well documented that they receive their powers through occult powers. And you can like think, oh, it's just mere entertainment and all, but when you begin, young people begin to read these comic books and they begin to get curious, and it begins to open up doors in their minds to want to know more about occult practices and other things and all. People read some of these things that are fantasy, and especially with the internet and all, that you can go online and find information on the occult, doing spells and other stuff. It starts to send you down a dark rabbit hole where you start to gravitate to this. And I'm not saying everybody that goes and see these movies are captivated by this, but quite a bit of people are captivated by this. And I've talked to younger people that I've worked with in the past. And I remember one guy I worked with or used to work with, ironically, he told me, he said, I don't really believe in God and some other stuff, but Marvel is my religion. And if you think about it, people go to these conventions and other things and dress up as these superheroes and really study these comic books like they're studying the word. They put more emphasis and more attention reading these comic books than the word of God. They start to become influenced by these philosophies and these other things and all. And like I even stated, a lot of these comic book writers are very much heavily involved in a cult, because even the person that initially wrote Shazam back in the 1940s, you can see all the different occult symbolism and the occult things within it that people that are involved in a cult will be able to understand it. That's why I want to conclude with the scripture. I want to go to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, because we do this kind of things to warn Christians who don't want to get captivated by this, but people, also unsaved people who are blinded by the God of this world, to kind of come and see the truth behind the spiritual dynamic that's behind these things. So Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 says, "And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." So when we're doing exposés like this, we're doing it to help enlighten people to come see the truth. Christians that may be ignorantly following this stuff, to really open up their eyes, but for unbelievers to come to the truth that the God of this world wants to keep them blind and ignorant and lead them to a path of the broad road of destruction, to warn them and bring them into the light and bring them that they may have revelation and come to the revelation that Jesus is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So as we lay down the foundation on this podcast that both Shazam and Black Adam are wizards, when they say their name, when they say the name Shazam, which the wizards empower them to do this incantation, each acronym brings is attached a certain deity, a certain spirit or demon spirit that's attached to it that empowers them. Folks, this is some deep, deep stuff. We'll do more because there's more to be done on this. We're going to cover Superman in the near future and some other things and all. I believe what we'll attempt to do is go through DC, work through some of the things with DC, or do a mixture of both DC and Marvel. But there's some very interesting things that are out there. It's very interesting things that these comic book writers are very much influenced by the powers of darkness. So God bless. This is the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, the End Time Shofar, Gerald, signing out. Have a good night.